And despite growing international criticism, Israel continues its deadly onslaught against the Gaza Strip. Now many countries, organizations, and individuals are taking action by promoting the boycott of Israeli products. Members of the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement claim that anti-Israel phenomena are getting global attention at a rapid pace. Press TV's Nell Burden has a report from the occupied West Bank city of Ramallah.
The Palestinian campaign group Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions has launched a new campaign of posting stickers on Israeli products in the West Bank, informing shoppers that the money is being donated to Israel's bombardment and massacre in the Gaza Strip. The BDS announced that this campaign is now going global, stating that Israel's ability to launch such devastating attacks with impunity largely stems from the vast international military aid it received and trade that it maintains with complicit governments across the world.
BDS campaign started officially in 2005. And that was a year after the ICJ decision that the war is illegal, and it was based on this very important decision that has been issued from the International Court of Justice. Since then, it's became like widely spread around the world, and the reaction from the international community, particularly solidarity committees, international organizations, social movements, was very high on this issue, and it's became now the main solidarity action with Palestine.
Jamal Jamar explained the BDS campaign has had an important impact in Latin America, starting with the Bolivian president, Evo Morales, who announced the boycott of all Israeli goods. The trend has now spread throughout Latin America.
These campaigns started from a small grassroots organization and are now widening at local and global levels. Everyone from Palestinian groups, youth organizations, consumer companies, and now countries are joining this campaign, particularly as the truth of the situation in Gaza is now spreading globally.
The BDS advocates explain that consumer boycott works effectively on two levels. Firstly, by generating public awareness of Israeli apartheid and occupation and international support in this. And secondly, by applying economic pressure on Israel for change. The boycott campaign is now taking hold, not only with individuals, but entire organizations and countries. Mounting international pressure is also leading many countries to cut diplomatic ties with Israel by recalling their ambassadors. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.